As many of you know, I'm on vacation, so I'm not here. But there's been kind of a sequence of events that has happened that I wanted to bring you up to date on as much as possible. We'll put it this way. We have a mission in Kenya, and part of the ongoing assistance of our churches in Kenya, our foundation has written a grant to send teachers over to teach like a one-week concentrated seminary-level class. And they wanted that done by pastors because they want a practical element to be part of that ongoing training. So I was asked to go in October to Kenya to teach the pastors there. And there'll be 10 or 15 pastors that will teach. And so we were making the appropriate arrangements for that for October. There's also going to be one of those trips going over in January. One of the individuals that was scheduled to go in January at this late hour was not able to go on the trip. And they asked me if I would be willing to go in January instead of October. I talked with the elders, and we've decided to go ahead and send Pastor Arnie. Can you say it that way? Send Pastor Arnie over to do the first round of teaching for the pastors. And so I wanted to let you know that's going to happen. I'm going to be leaving Detroit Airport on January the 5th. And I'll be there. I should be back in the States sometime on the 16th. So I will miss two Sundays as part of that, and I'll be teaching the Kenyan pastors. And so I'm really excited about that. I'm also ready to jump out of my skin trying to get everything accomplished in order to make that trip work. Things are right on schedule and anticipate all of that working out. But I wanted you as the congregation to know what's going on. I know how rumors sometimes can get going and twisted and all kinds of fun and holidays and everything else going on. So I wanted to let you know, and as well as all of those that are joining us online. I know there's a number of folks watching online this morning. And so I'm really excited about some of the things that God is doing both here at the church and within our denomination. And this opportunity is just a fantastic thing. And I'm really excited about going. I'll be around today a little bit. I'll be here next Sunday. And then we'll have a guest speaker for the following two Sundays. And I didn't get a chance to ask our speaker personally, so I'm going to just use Pastor. I'm going to tell who it is anyway. One of our own, one of the folks that has been attending here for a while now, Nate Scott, is going to fill in and is going to preach on both Sundays. Nate is a pastor and is part of our congregation now. He's not currently pastoring, quote unquote. And just to keep Nate in your prayers, I'm really excited. I would encourage the place to be packed out. He's a very good speaker. I've heard him talk a little bit, and he does a very good job. And so I'm just really looking forward to that. I won't be able to live stream from Kenya, but I will be able to see it after you put it up online. And so just really encouraged with what God is doing and wanted you to know that this was happening so that there was no confusion about why Pastor Arnie was missing for two Sundays in January. So I wanted to let you know of that. Let's just have a word of prayer about that this morning. You know, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the great things that you're doing, and we continue to be amazed at how you coordinate and how you work things out, and Lord, we trust you. We just ask that you would continue the working and preparing for this trip, and Lord, to help the Kenyan pastors, and it's just an exciting thing, and we want to be part of that. and help us as a congregation to continue to gel together and to lift one another up and support one another. And Lord, I know there's a number of folks on our prayer sheet, and we ask you to be with them. And Lord, we ask for Shirley Shutt's son. He had a heart attack this past week. Doing better, he's home, and things are going well, but there's a lot of work there. We just ask you to be with that family. And there are so many others that are on our hearts that we think of that are in need of your hand, of your touch. And assist us as we continue to celebrate the coming of Jesus. And Lord, that this Sunday would be a Sunday that reflects you and your love. And Lord, just watch over us, and may this be an exciting time together. And all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was praying, the good Lord brought to mind an announcement that I forgot. Next Sunday, we will be installing the new council, the council for 2022 that was just elected. We'll be doing that at the beginning of the service. And so if you were part of the folks who were elected, as well as our current folks that were elected last year that will be continuing to serve, we'll be installing that council next Sunday. So would appreciate a little extra effort to be here on January the 2nd so that we can accomplish that on Sunday morning. The rest of the announcements are pretty much there in your bulletin. You can go down through them for the happenings and the things going on within the church.
Well, good morning. It's Celebration Sunday. Means a lot of things, but especially a time for us to be able to gather together and through song praise our Almighty God and our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and just give him a little extra thanks today. So I invite you to stand and we will start our singing. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, followed by He is here, and then all praise to our redeeming Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the rush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. One more. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. He is here, hallelujah. He is here. Yeah.
joins us by his grace and bids us each to his restored together seek his face. He bids us build each other up and gather into one to our high calling's glorious hope. We hand in hand go on. And if our fellowship below in Jesus be so sweet, what greater blessings shall we know when round his throne we meet?
And you may be seated. And I think I hear some bells. Hopefully, bells. We are ready. All right. My brothers and sisters, we are so blessed. In this fellowship is what's about ready to come through the doors. And we're going to hear some youngins playing on the piano today. I'm thrilled about all that, so pray for them. May we as adults be great witnesses to our children, that they'll be trained in the way they should go, that they'll learn to love our Lord God Almighty through Jesus Christ more and more each and every day. And that's more. But seriously, pray for our young ones and pray for the young families that are here. We're so delighted to have them, and here they come.
Okay. Come on up. Hey, kids, very nice bells. I loved it. That was great, wasn't it? Yeah, let's hear it for the kids. And Mr. Jim. We just had Christmas. How many kids had a fun Christmas, exciting Christmas, huh? Let's hear what are the things that you guys remember from Christmas. What did you get, like, or what was exciting about Christmas? Yeah.
A lot of LOL
stuff. What else? What do you remember? Yeah. Having fun with each other. That's a great answer, Max. Maggie.
I got Heelys.
You got Heelys from Uncle Andy, huh? Okay. What else, kids? Anything? Did you forget Christmas already? Yeah, Anna?
Mom made me a really cool blanket.
Okay, Mom made you a blanket. You got another one?
Yeah. This is one of the mermaid things that they were like slime, but they had stuff in it. It was like, they were kind of like tiny balls and little seashells.
No, I don't like things with slime in it, but that sounds like a lot of fun. Mermaid
mines.
Wow. That sounds wonderful. So, oh, wow. That's even more slime, huh? We probably shouldn't say that about our brothers. Well, that's good. We shouldn't eat slime, though, is the moral of that story. But, guys, I was thinking real hard about what Christmas was like when I was a kid. I thought about, like, my son Roy is 10, and I thought about what did I get for Christmas that I remembered when I was 10. And you know what I remembered? Nothing. I didn't remember the present that I got, but what I remember is the feeling, kind of what Max said, the love and just being together with the family, okay? What, now, yes, you just answered my next question, Lucy. Thanks. I was just going to ask, and I had a, what else you got to share here?
Christmas is for joy, too.
Joy, too. Joy and love, yes. But, yeah, I was thinking about that, and then I was going to ask you guys what the real meaning of Christmas is, because I knew that you guys probably would know the answer, and sure enough, Lucy, it's God's birthday. Now, why did God send Jesus? To save us, yeah? Isn't that really the best gift for Christmas? And isn't that the best kind of love? In fact, in the Bible, it says that God so loved the world that he sent his son that we wouldn't perish and we would be able to live with him. And in Psalms 23, in the last verse, he says that goodness and love will be with us all the days of our lives and we can dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that exciting? And isn't that something that doesn't go away and that we'll have forever? Because, like, I don't, when I think back when I was 10, I don't remember what toys I have, and I don't even know if those toys or games or clothes or slime is still in existence anymore. And I see a lot of you kids up here in new clothes that you got for Christmas, and you look lovely, but, you know, eventually those clothes will wear out, right? But love, that lasts forever, doesn't it? So I got a special little gift for you just to remind you what God did for us, okay? So you can take one and pass it. Thanks, Vivi. And then whenever you guys get your present, you can we'll pray here, and then you can go sit with your families for the rest of the service. Up front here, did she get one? You better grab one for your brother too.
I have two.
Go ahead, grab a couple more.
I'm gonna grab two because I have two.
That's perfect. All right, let's pray, guys. God, thank you for your gift in Jesus coming to the world to save us, Lord. Thank you for our families and all the love we shared over the holidays. Just ask that you be with us and just help us be mindful of the things that really matter and the things that really last, like our love, your love for us and our love for each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, guys. That was great. Now we have some special music in store. We're going to have Maggie Melrose, Cora Lee, and Maxwell Lee bless us with some things on the piano.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stephanie. Beautiful. As we near our time of prayer this morning, I'd like us to sing a couple of verses to I Need Thee Every Hour. We'll sing the first and fourth verse.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, yes, we surely do need you every day. And Lord, this morning as we think about what happened yesterday, the birth of your son, Lord, what a privilege it is for us to take part in this Christmas season. Thank you for these children that, Lord, you've brought to us in the past years. We pray for their parents. We pray for them each day as they try to live lives, Lord, according to your will. Father, we want to glorify you in everything we do and honor you. And we just thank you for bringing us this far. And just be with us, Lord, as we go into the new year. And like the pastor prayed for the sick and the ones that are having troubles, Lord, we just think about all of them. And we'll just give you praise and glory for what you do for us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
By the Lord I
must I walk this path alone? Be with me now. Be with me now. Breath of heaven, hold me together before. Do you wonder as you watch my face if a wiser one should have had my place? But I offer all I am for the mercy. Help me be strong, help me be, help me. Breath of heaven, hold me together before ever near me. Breath of heaven. Breath of heaven, light in my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven, hold me together before ever.
Next, we have Anna, and followed by Roy.
Thank you.
Wow. Aren't our kids great? Would you please stand? Let's sing a carol. It's your turn, congregation. We're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time with the family. Sharing lots of love and happiness. I'm honoring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the key, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem. Greatest celebration of all. Come on, ring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King made for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Come on, ring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Come on, ring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Come on, ring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Come on, ring those bells like the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, made for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember it's your birthday.
And a song, a word too grand for any mind to hold. A tax law and a journey, a table and some straw. He's telling the greatest story. Mystery. My
I've been doing this a couple of years, having the privilege of leading us in a celebration service. And each year I keep thinking, wow, better than the last one, better than the last one. I can't imagine it getting any better, but guess what? I have been richly blessed. And I think, oh, the children, this big debt of gratitude for your hard work. Thanks, Lori and Kara and Carol and all those involved with the children. I got to watch online the New Year's Eve service. I was blessed very greatly by that. And once again, a double blessing in the same weekend. It's pretty cool. So we'll wait and see what happens next year. We'll wait and see if we're even here next year. Maybe Jesus will come. always hoping, always looking upward. But thanks to everybody involved. Thank you, Pastor Arnie, for being incognito. That took care of that, didn't it? Would you please stand as we close our service? One of my favorite carols of all is Joy to the World, and isn't that kind of what it's all about? It's joy. I mean, yes, we are indeed blessed to know that a Savior came to take our place, that we may have eternal life with our loving Heavenly Father. All we got to do is believe in Him, and confess our sins. Okay, joy to the world. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love. Thank you all. You all being here is made very special today, and I hope the rest of your holiday time, Christmas in particular, as we go into New Year's, is a blessed one, and we'll meet again here next Sunday.